Money for the extra officers will be reimbursed through a $50 million federal grant appropriated for convention security. And city council members also approved areas where anyone can demonstrate without permits or time limits. As part of that vote, the city appropriated more than $50,000 to lease the larger space along the east side of Nebraska Avenue, north of Broreen. Not far away is a smaller part of what the city is calling a public viewing area and parking lots under the Selman Expressway. Eddie Diaz owns property within the demonstration area and is one of a growing number of individuals inconvenienced by Tampa hosting the convention.
There's 7 units there. There's 3 houses and a fourplex. People live there and sleep there. There's been no discussion about my issues that I've raised concerning how my tenants and my property will be protected.
City Attorney Jim Schimberg met with Diaz privately to discuss his problem. Schimberg said Diaz will be accommodated as much as possible, but couldn't provide specifics.
We met with Mr. Diaz, and we worked out some possible arrangements to help make him feel secure, so that might come back to council at a future time, but he was comfortable enough to have left.
Council members also approved the use of human-pedaled vehicles to transport people around during the convention. The non-motorized vehicles sponsored by Humana would have to use the lane closest to the curb and pick up and drop off at designated locations, and they could only run during the convention from 9 in the morning until 8 in the evening. Council's final vote on those rules will be on July 19th. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.